That's strange, Captain Wright said. Humpbacks don't usually stay with a boat. Then I noticed it. The humpback had a white patch shaped like a triangle. It's him, I stammered to Kelly. That's my humpback whale. Their patches are like fingerprints. I know that's him. Oh, sure, Ted said, laughing. It's Dan's whale. Makes perfect sense. And all of his friends laughed. Kelly wanted to help. Maybe if you sing Yankee Doodle, the whale will do something to prove it's your whale. They'll just laugh at me, I said. I can't stand on this boat and sing Yankee Doodle. Then I'll do it, Kelly said, and she started to sing. After a few minutes, Mrs. Ortiz joined in. Finally, almost every kid on the boat was singing, everyone but Ted and me. The humpback must have heard us, because what happened next was so unbelievable. But it's true. Just ask Ted. He saw what happened, and even he believes it's true. The humpback did a special breach. First, he leaped far higher than ever before. Then he twirled around, high up in the air. Unbelievable. Then, I swear, he did a little dance. Finally, he dove back in the sea with a splash so big that the boat rocked and we all got soaked. He popped his head up and winked, and then he was gone. We all stood very quiet for a second. Then Ted blurted out, "It was Dan's whale. Wow." That was the happiest day of my life.